more than 250 million old and broken electrical items have been prevented from entering landfill over the past 20 years of e-waste recycling. That's according to figures released today. Waste Electrical and Electronic Equipment, or WEEE Ireland, says it has facilitated the collection and recycling of more than 609,000 tonnes of electrical waste. Leo O'Donovan is on the line. He's the CEO of WEEE Ireland. Leo, thanks for talking to us. That sounds like an awful lot of waste. In the main, what is recycled?
Well, you know, as you say, we started this game 20 years ago, and the Irish public have embraced the whole system of electrical recycling and battery recycling since it started in 2005. The appliances that we cover are all household electrical appliances. That's everything and anything that's in your household that works off a battery or a plug. So you're looking at your large kitchen appliances, your dishwasher, washing machines. You're looking at your large televisions and screens, computers. You're looking at your kitchen equipment like your kettle and toaster. You're looking at your bathroom equipment like hair dryers, electric toothbrushes, and your small electrical appliances, electric toys, remote controls. So as I said earlier, it's anything and everything in your household that has works off a battery or plug should be sent back to an authorised collection point, be it the recycling centres, the local authority recycling centres, or your local electrical retailer, who will all take the material back free of charge.
What isn't recycled then? Because some things are rejected.
No, we will take all electrical appliances, all household electrical appliances back. But what we're finding now is that the industry is providing or implementing newer, improved products. If we look at our renewable energy, like our PV panels and our heat pumps that are in the new houses, they are already in situ and part of our house. We're not seeing those coming back yet, but they will be part of the scope of the recycling when they do come to their end of life. So we are looking at the overall day-to-day appliances that people use, and particularly the small appliances. We encourage people to recycle the smaller appliances and bring those back to the electrical retailers.
All right. Is there a danger then that when it comes to something smaller, people think, "Ah, sure, listen, I'll just fire it in the bin"?
Yeah, for sure. It's a big challenge. And that is a core message that we have to get back. We're only getting back 30% of the small appliances. We have an EU target of 65%. And more importantly, a lot of those small appliances have critical raw materials in them. So when we get them back to our authorised recycling facilities, and we have super indigenous facilities here in the Midlands in Ireland, who use state-of-the technology to recycle these materials, they can recover the different metals, plastics, glass, from these products for reuse. So it's important that we do get the smaller appliances back, and also that we get the batteries. A lot of these small appliances contain batteries, and it's important that we recycle the batteries, particularly the lithium batteries that are in those appliances.
Leo O'Donovan, thank you for talking to us on the programme today.